College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101. Hey guys, Sherry here, and you're listening to Quad Talk 101. We have our host today.
I am Allie.
And I'm Sean.
And I'm Sherry, and I kind of already said that already. And we have a lot of topics today, and I'm really excited because you guys brought some really awesome stuff. So let's get into Allie's first. What did you bring for us today?
I was thinking we could do a sort of Westchester Would You Rather.
Yes, absolutely. Fire away.
All right. So the first one is, would you rather take an 8 a.m. class or take a 7 to 10 p.m. class?
Ooh. You want to go for that
one
first?
Yeah, I'll go for that. I am not a morning person, so I'm going for 7 p.m.
I got to think. I think the latest class I did was like a 4 p.m. to like 7 something. I guess if I had to pick, my mind wants to say I could wake up like at 6 or something, but I know I can't. I will miss the bus. I will forget to do something. I will not make it on time. So I'd probably do like the later class as well, even though that would be kind of annoying.
Yeah,
I have to agree. I took an 8 a.m. one time, and it was while I was living on South Campus, so I'd have to get up at 6:45 so I could get ready and then make sure I got on the bus so I could make it to class. It was terrible. It was so bad.
Right. No, same here. I did the same thing. Like when I was at community college, I took like a 9 a.m. class. I was just always late, or like I never did the homework on time because there's no buffer room for that.
Yeah.
It's too early. I could not.
It's too early. Godspeed to you early birds out there. Now, what's your next one, Allie?
All right. For the next one I have, would you rather have Chickies and Pete's clothes or Chick-fil-A clothes?
I mean, I like chicken Pete, so I'm picking that.
So is it like a permanent clothes, or is it like, oh my gosh, I wanted to get something and now they are closed for like the day?
It's gone forever. It's
what
never
the heck?
Back.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Chickie and Pete's or Chick-fil-A, gone forever. It's weird. I mean, I'm going to sound like a weirdo. I don't go to either of those because I don't live on campus. I live like in the village.
Yeah.
But I guess if I had to pick, maybe like have Chickie and Pete's clothes. I've never been. I haven't been in years. I didn't even know we had one until we had our last podcast.
Interesting.
Right?
I think I would choose Chick-fil-A to close just because Chickie's and Pete's has a lot more options.
Yeah.
Really? Tell me these options right now.
So we're at Chick-fil-A, like all you can get is chicken. But at Chickie's and Pete's, they have chicken fingers, they have crab fries, they have like cheese steaks, they have pizzas. So like,
oh dang, really?
Yeah, they have a lot more options. So it's like, I guess I would rather be able to go there and find, you're going to find something. Whereas Chick-fil-A, it's like, there's one thing you can get.
I know. I feel like with Chick-fil-A, if you're not in the mood for chicken, there is no other option for you because it just kind of all tastes the same. Now I got to check out Chickie and Pete's.
You should. I will say that I would miss Chick-fil-A's milkshakes.
Does Chickie and Pete's have milkshakes?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
All right, give me the next one.
All right, would you rather have to eat only at Lawrence or have to cook all of your food?
I mean, I live in a dorm, so I kind of have to pick Lawrence.
Yeah.
I kind of live in an apartment, so I kind of have to make my food. I mean, I've been to Lawrence, though. I mean, that was a time, that was an experience. But I guess I'd say, you know, probably cooking my own food. Only because, I don't know, it's like a nice to have the options, or you could like make it in any way that you want or make new recipes.
Yeah, I usually cook. I haven't been to Lawrence in a very long time, and I don't think I would want to go back. But I can understand if you don't have like the amenities to cook and that's your only option.
If you're like, well, you don't have a stove, so it's either that or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But I know you were saying last podcast, Sean, about like, so, and I think you said so too, Allie, about like the inconvenient hours sometimes.
Yes,
so I think that's
yes.
why I would pick my own meal, because I'm like, you know, if it's 3 a.m. and I want cookies, there you go.
Yep.
I could just eat cookies. I love that. All right, what's your next one?
All right, this one is the last one. It might be a little bit controversial, but we have Starbucks or Saxby's.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't really go to either, but like, you know what? I'm gonna go with Saxby's.
Interesting. Do you have a reason why?
Because, I mean, Starbucks coffee and all of them, like Saxby's is actually like good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is my hot take, and we're gonna not get any subscribers. I went to Saxby's. I didn't really like it that much.
Really?
I did it. Oh my God, her eyes are raised. She's gonna claw me.
No, I agree with you.
Because I know everyone's like, oh my God, Saxby's is the best, and that's the spot. And like, I get it, and maybe it's because I just don't drink hot drinks that much, or that's not my thing. So yeah, when I went, I got like food from there, which I guess they're not known for their food. So I'm like, okay, this wasn't that good for like $8. And then when I would get like drinks, I'm like, okay, this is, I don't know, I could have made this at home. It's yeah. Okay. That's my hot take.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think Starbucks is better, like the drink wise, but the food's like much better than a Starbucks.
I will say that. Yeah. Like Saxby's food's a little better, and their muffins are huge. Have you seen them?
Yeah. I don't think I have. Yeah.
They're like very, very big. And I was like, wow, that's only like $2. Whereas, like, if you went to a Starbucks, that would be like $8.
That's true. Yeah. I think for me, I don't drink coffee. So I have to go with Starbucks just because Saxby's non coffee options, they have like a ton of sweet teas, and they're like, they are not joking when they call it a sweet tea. It's like straight syrup. Whereas Starbucks, they have a lot more options for us non-coffee drinkers.
Right, right. I think because they have the Frappuccinos and all the other things. And I'm like, okay, I could get on board with this. But Saxby's does not. I like Wawa.
Okay. I like the wild card.
I like the wild card of Wawa. I don't know. Like, if you're literally in the mood for being hungry or something, you could literally always get something from there.
That's
true. Super close to, like, the school. It's like near Ram's Diner, if you know where that is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'll just go to Wawa.
I think I have to agree with you on that one. So it's not Starbucks or Saxby's, it's Wawa.
There's no or. It's just Wawa. What's your hot take, Sean?
You know what? I'll go with Wawa.
You'll go with?
I'll go with Wawa. Just for you
Everyone
guys.
Everyone's just convert. What? No. If you have, like, what's your favorite out of the three? I want to know now.
I don't really go to any of them.
Wow.
I don't. Yeah.
What? Where do you go to drink beverages?
Lawrence. That's all I go.
Lawrence for the win. Well, Sean, now that I'm talking to you, now I want to know what topics you got. Unless Allie had another one.
No, that was all I had for this week.
I loved that. Thank you so much. Yeah. That was so fun. All right, you, Sean.
Yes.
All right, give me your topic for this week.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about how, like, you know, there's stuff like Rams After Hours, and they're seeing something called, I think, SAC, which is like SAC. And, you know, there's like all these like events that people can go to.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, there's not a lot, you know, going on. And
right.
You kind of have to go with someone. Like, going alone is kind of like.
Ooh, know. Can you elaborate on that for me?
Yeah, like, for example, like, they had like all these events for Rams After Hours at like Sykes.
Right.
And like all these friends like would go together. But like going alone is like so tough because it's like, you know, they all have their own separate groups. And it's like, I wish they could have an event that like can include everyone.
Right, right. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Here's a mixer. I'm going to triple affirm that for you. I went to Rams After Hours birthday, like maybe like a day or so ago. And I went by myself because nobody wanted to go. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'll just go. And it was just like groups of friends that went. And I'm like, I feel so awkward. So I ate my pizza alone. I got my shirt, whatever. And then there was like things. They had different things you could do, like bowling, and then there was like a bouncy house like competition, like I don't know, it's like an obstacle course, a bouncy house obstacle course.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's really cool. I'm like, oh, I would do that. It's for two people, so you go in sets of two, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna feel dumb if I'm just like kind of occupying this space when someone else could go with somebody else. So I was like, well, that was an awkward time.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, I wish there was like events where it's like, hey, you want to like meet new people or do a mixer thing? That would be really cool.
Exactly.
But yeah, with some of these events, it's like, well, you have to go with someone.
Exactly.
Or else it's like, there's nothing much for you to do.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say, like, I'm thinking like in the quad, they can have like a big event, you know, that includes everyone. And like kind of like, because I know they were doing, what were they doing? They were doing like poker and all that. And like, that includes everyone. And like, and I think if you do it in like the quad, I think it's a lot of space and it encourages people to kind of talk.
Right, right. No, that makes a lot of sense.
I know that the Curve did a mixer the other week. I think it was last weekend, where it was just like from 6 to 9, and it was just like, come hang out and meet people at the station. And I feel like there needs to be more of that.
Right.
Where it's just like, there's not, it's like a mixer. It's not like necessarily like Rams After Hours where like, you're just in your own group, but it's sort of like a more cohesive. Everyone's gonna
like,
join in.
Like, you just join in. You're like, oh, there's a new person, and nobody like, kind of like what you guys were saying earlier. I love that. I wish we did have more of that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad someone else feels the same way I do. And I'm like, am I just being a weenie or a stick in the mud? Is it just me? But now that you brought it up, I'm like, okay, I feel affirmed in that sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's Let's just put that in there. I love that, Sean. Was there any other like topics you had for this week?
No, I think that was really it.
That was a good one. You guys, mazel tov. Man, I have to come up with a topic next week or something. But those were really good. Do you guys have any parting words before we go?
No, do you?
I mean, we're getting really into the thick of the semester, yeah. So I know this week was just kind of like, oh, Lord, here we go. It's really ramping up. So I hope that everyone is having a nice semester so far. We're almost halfway through. It's almost spring break.
Yes.
So, honestly, that's like the shining light at the end of the tunnel right now.
Right. No.
Like, can I say something?
Oh, go ahead.
The fact that we have finals after spring break makes no sense for me.
That is rude. No, I know. No, I just realized that. I was like, wait a minute. I come back to this and I'm like, wow, all right, that's great. But yes, I am excited for spring break. Thanks for reminding me because I totally forgot about that. And yeah, I hope you guys are doing well with your classes. We're almost there. You can do it.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, you got this.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys next week. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.